say something important. I think I'm recording. To click on something here to see text. You sent me some text, right?
Yes. On the chat room, I sent you the page. It's the same link that you had before. But only thing is that I changed the document to a better one.
I can't find
just the page 2. Page 1 and 3, you have it.
I get so confused with this Skype. Where is the text? That's I am. That's okay. Maybe this is it here. No, I don't want that. Oh, man. Okay, so there's a link. Okay, there's only one link. It's hard to see, but okay. So I'll click
it's
on
one
this link.
One link.
Okay, and now I'll click on that. Now I need my password. And I lost that. Where'd it go? Password will be there. Okay, well, first I have to get my username, which is hard to remember, and put my username over there. Okay, and now I go and get my password, which is even worse. Okay.
Just keep that password in a Word document or somewhere that you can find it.
Well, I do. It's in my notes. I keep notes of every session we have. Okay, log
that's
in.
Very good.
Yeah, and we're at, think about like session 40 now. We've been together for a long time.
That's good. That's good. The program is designed to make you go succeed in the levels. One after the other. Now you're in level 2, so we have to go for level 3. Everything, technique, rhythm, and repertoire.
I'm not a level 2 yet, though, am I?
You should be level 3 completed, but technique, you are more advanced in some areas than others. For example,
yeah.
If that's like everybody, because people have sometimes technique level 1, and then maybe rhythm 2. Or technique 2, then repertory, they are on level 3, but on rhythm, they are on level 1, different combinations.
Sure.
We should try to pull up everything, like the count and play thing, with a strong 1, 2, 3, 4. Mm-hmm. That's a level 2 rhythm thing.
But we're talking level 2 in beginner group.
In beginner,
okay.
Nice level.
I can understand that. Let me run and get the printout now. I'll be right back.
Yes.
I don't have a color printer, so
oh,
it's in black
great.
And white.
Then now we can see the fingers as well.
Well, I'll just have to do the best I can. I can see it. I can see it on the computer in color. So things
yes.
like the Golpe, all of this stuff up here is in red.
It's in red. That's right.
Yeah.
So the fingers there.
Is some in green? Some in green.
Anytime that you don't see a number over. A line, it means it's a finger, it's a left-hand finger.
But you got two colors here plus black, right? You got green, you got red, and you got black.
Yes. because the green is the chords. For example, we will do first part.
Okay, so we are we're in the first position, I guess.
That's right. So we do 6th and 2nd string open.
Okay, so what are we starting out as? Oh, okay. All right. So there. And then we have an E chord.
That's right, E minor, but I wanted to play that with fingers 2 and 1. Bruce, okay.
Yeah.
This thing here, finger 2 and 1, not this, but this.
Oh, 2 and 1. Okay,
yes.
And it says that, I guess, there, huh? Yes,
it
yes,
says
it does.
1 and 2 with red.
Okay.
With red ink.
Oh, 2 and 1 like that. Like this.
Yes, because your finger will be... This is illogical to switch the finger from here to here. We have to... that's much easier. So, let's play the very first two notes.
Okay.
Which is 6th string and 2nd simultaneously. Bruce, this thing. Right. Yeah, that's our first, just to start. Wait one moment. We don't need to leave the chord on from the beginning, Bruce.
Yeah.
It's okay if you just have the fingers here and then place. Look.
Oh, that's what you're saying. Start it off
so
with
just,
this.
So, don't worry for the chord. Just play the notes, but with your fingers 2 and 3.
Yeah.
That's right, just normal. No, don't put finger 4. There is no finger 4 there. And now, 1 and 2 up. Yes, that's right. That's right. Okay, that's what the thing.
Oh, it's the wrong string.
Wait. We haven't seen the right hand technique for the first chord, Bruce. This one.
Oh. Okay, so we are down. With golpe.
See the index down tapping with middle ring finger. This thumb up. Two notes. Bam, bam. Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to sound the tapping with flesh, both fingers together. M and A.
Flesh, like not it. Nails or nails?
Not nails, flesh. Both fingers together, these two fingers, eh? Now, not near the bar. You construct that, you build that guitar, you know that here there is a bar in this song, and this doesn't allow the tapping to be very deep. Therefore, we go to this song.
Okay, where the bracing isn't as strong.
Yes, here, look, when we do index down, if we hit here, that's good. If we hit here, that's not good. Yes,
understand.
That's deeper because we need to do. Look, sounds like this.
Of course, I don't get as strong a golpe when I'm coming down with the index, though. It doesn't give me a strong golpe.
Index down, close. All of the chords that we play there have the same thing. Only the first or second time are notated. The rest of the time we will do exactly the same thing.
Like that. Is that okay?
That's right, that's very good. Okay,
okay.
Let's do it. Ba-ba-ba-ba. That's right. Again. Okay.
The D at the end of that phrase, why is it important to use the pinky for that, the fourth?
Very good question. Here we will, Bruce, one thing, first of all. When we say pinky, we mean right hand. When we speak in guitar terms of left hand, we will say finger four, because this is not like in piano. In piano, we have numbers for both, but if we say ring finger on the left or left or that, it just... It's not good, because people will look you in the conservatory or anywhere. They will say, wow, man, who is your teacher? These fingers are just numbers in guitar. So
okay.
In left hand, we will say 1, 2, 3, 4. And in right hand, we say pinky. So careful.
Okay.
But your question is very good one. Because why we put the finger four here? Because the chord we're going to play up there is with that finger there, which is D.
Okay, good point.
So that's a very good question. Why finger four there? People should be like you asking questions. Why? We need to understand why we are doing what we are doing to progress.
Because it's not my easiest finger. The fourth finger is most difficult.
But there it will be, because if you try with other, you will have to switch the thing.
Yeah, no, that's
okay.
I didn't anticipate the chord, so that makes perfect sense.
And
okay.
Now let's read that second part. It's low. Four beats together.
Jump to the third finger there,
yes.
Which
Why?
Is a little strange. Why? Because
That's
we're going to use the
because
second
the rest,
one.
Look what comes after.
And we use 1 and 3.
Yeah, that's right. That's why. Because then you have to play the bass there. And this will facilitate it. Let's do it. Let's do that.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's see. I'm on there. And then my...
Yeah, I was on the fifth string, Bruce. Fifth string, finger one.
Okay, we got three there.
Three.
Finger one, okay, finger one and...
Finger five,
okay.
Fifth string.
This is a C, I guess. It's like they got a whole bunch of black
that's
numbers.
Right. That's right, okay, and now there, what we look like that low, index down some block. Remember I told you the first time you take the next times are same thing.
Yeah, but it's a little counterintuitive using the index down.
But that to sound strong, I don't hear the golpe. Wait, this thing. Look.
And we are striking all strings, all six strings on that.
Yes, on that, yeah.
On all of them. Even the D, we strike the open high E.
Yeah.
Which
yes,
normally
that's
isn't
right.
In the D chord.
That's right. And
I guess a little dissonance there.
After C major, then we would do... That's it.
Oh, that's after, okay, D. And then we do, then I'm having trouble reading this, but it's two. And this chord is, I guess, our B7.
Well, that one you can play for sure, but the one suggested there is 2-2-4-2-4-2. So bar two.
Yeah, let me look at it in color here.
Yes. Bar two.
Oh, we're barring two.
So with the second bar, sequilla dos, bar two, and then finger three on the fourth fret, fourth string. That's right.
Well, that is a B7th, isn't it?
That's a B7 normal, that's right.
As a matter of fact, it's a very simple B7th.
Yeah, but this one has the finger four also in the same place where we left it. Last part.
Oh, no,
that's the third part. Okay. Fourth part,
Repeat, this first phrase is repeated twice.
Yes, no, we will repeat it many times because we want to play one phrase at a time. Well, when we play it in the speech, we'll play it twice, but now we'll repeat it because we have a video special for this thing.
Okay.
Which is not it's not very fast, but maybe you can also slow down for sure this one with the VLC program. And it doesn't show me a program that slows down things without changing the pitch, altering the pitch, which is very good. Look, click video number 8 to show you how it
video
sounds.
Video number then 8.
Then click on 60 bits per minute.
Okay, video 8. So are we finished with the Tico Tico for a while?
No, we have to go with that.
Okay, let's continue with our
additional footwork. Because the Tico Tico, I know you are practicing it okay. That one we will check next time.
Okay, I am practicing. What I'm doing with the Tico Tico, I'm doing the interactive at 69 beats per minute.
Yes.
But I play the melody while you play the chords, and then I play the chords while you play the melody, and try to end up at the same place.
an impulse?
Yeah, more. I get behind by like a half a beat or a quarter of a beat. But I stay in the same chord structure, but I very rarely end up right on the up note.
On the up note.
Well, I watch your thumb. You when you do your strumming, you do a golpe with your thumb, right? Your golpe. Yeah. Oh, where am I? That's how you do yours, right? That's not how you do it on the video, though. And your thumb makes a very nice, strong up note.
Sure.
Yeah, you look at your video. You go back and look at your video, and you'll see that your thumb on the very first beat, your thumb always goes like that, and it's just like a conductor waving his baton. And it's very useful for if you're visual like I am, because I can't hear the metronome while we're playing, so I can't hear that.
And we need to reinforce the metronome knowledge. That's why we want to count these phrases. We will learn it counting it. Two,
oh
three,
yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. For example, let's do it slower. 1, 2, 3. I want you to do just the chord on the beat one like this, counting and playing with the chord, just not a strumming, no melody, don't worry, just the chord like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. On that, Ruben. Now I've got a metronome that it's both visual and aural, so I can see when it gets to one. Otherwise, if I try to do it without the visual, I very often get behind or ahead.
No, but that we need to get it.
I know it. I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
That's the level three. After that, you are there on intermediate next step. That's what we need to complete.
But I'll say this. I do better with following the metronome by ear when I don't count. When I just listen to the beats and don't count, I do better.
Why? Because, look, when we count, you're an engineer, you're a smart man, you know that even if we don't count out loud, in the brain, we have to count in order to play proper. So
I
when we're playing it well, somehow or other, unconsciously, if you want, you are counting. Therefore, the counting already exists there, but when we count out loud, that makes very evident my internal being, if it is matching with this or not. If it's not matching, it may be doubt there about the rhythmics. Therefore, if I can match my voice with this, with what I'm playing, three things matching, that means it's the only way I am out of doubt.
No, I'm convinced, but I'm not there yet. And I'm still working on it.
But you are near. You are not so far. I see how you did the tico-tico thing. You could do much of the stuff with the counting.
Yeah. The other thing I found out when I followed you on the Dos Aguas, if I didn't worry much about my strum and did a real sloppy strum, I could keep right on beat with you. Once I start trying to do a more precise strum, then I lose it.
Okay, but,
so what I'm saying is there is a natural understanding of the rhythm, but it's trying to link up all of those components. And it just takes practice.
That's the proper way to work. That's very good. I congratulate you, Bruce. You need to do the difficult work that makes the difficult job that makes playing easy.
Right.
Not the easy job that makes playing difficult. That's how people do. People prefer to go for easy things, and then they have problems. Then they will not be able to fit things with the metronome work, not with counting, not without. Forget about counting. That's an extra step.
Well, would you believe I spend 2 hours every morning, and most of those hours are pretty focused. At least half of the time, I'm very focused.
That's great. That's why you're advancing.
Yeah. That's the only way I'll advance. Some people have a natural. I don't have that natural, so I have to work harder.
The natural is not the qualification. The qualification is sincere desire to be the best version of what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
That's only that. It's
and
not
make,
about talent.
Yeah. Well, and make the effort.
Okay.
Okay, so I've queued up on your video.
Put 60 beats per minute and play me one chord at the beginning of each tempo counting. Just the chord.
Okay, should I play the video that, video 8?
Yeah.
Okay.
Video number 8?
Yeah.
60 beats per minute.
60 beats per minute,
because
okay.
You went with the fast one, that's why. And it went pretty well,
Edward,
doing well.
Yeah, I seem to do better when doing it faster than slower.
Yeah, that's good, I can
keep count a little bit better faster. Okay, that's which one is the video? I don't.
Let's see how far we are from perfection.
Yeah. I only see video 6 by number. I see video 6, 7, and 8, and 9, and 10, and 11. Okay, which one do I click on 6?
No, the number 8 we are playing, the video is the right one, the one you were playing.
Okay.
But the only difference is that we want to click on the comment area.
Down below. Okay, let me take a look.
We want to click...
At 60.
At 60, that's right.
Ah, I didn't see that. Okay, we're on 60 now. Go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3
Okay.
Remember the deepness of the gulf in this area.
Down here. Absolutely. Yeah.
So practice this thing, finger it properly, go with it. Like what we did just now, you can do without the series to be there. And print the other pages as well. I sent you.
Okay,
I'll
print them all. Okay.
Let me send you those pages there in case we don't have it. This is, yeah. The three you already have, the number two, number two and one is this one's here. Yeah.
Okay.
One and two, I think you have it. Because the only one modified is the second. So if you have one and three, that's all.
Okay. Now, before I forget, our lessons are at 9:30 my time, 4:30 you time. It's 30. I'm confused if it's 30 or quarter after or whatever.
It's the 30.
30. That's our regular time.
I have here right there 4:30.
Okay, then that's fine. But it's just we moved around a little bit, and then I got confused what our regular one was. But it's still at 9:30 my time, and
yes.
4:30 your time, I guess.
Okay, my dear Bruce. My
okay,
brother.
Well, thanks a lot, Ruben. We'll see you in
Thank
two
you.
Weeks.
Thank
Bye.
You, my dear.